Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Real Madrid get going tonight. What can we expect?
He does have a lot of questions to answer in terms of how this team sets up. It will be interesting to see how it begins in the first few weeks.
Never mind the penalty decision. How good are Leeds?
Their energy against Everton was phenomenal. A big reason, I thought, why they won the game.
And why are Villa getting rid of this guy?
Carried a long way by Bailey. Lovely chop inside Bailey. It's in!
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh, and welcome to Route 1 in association with FotMob. You know the show by now. It's football, fast, no faff. So let's go Route 1. Real Madrid kick off their La Liga campaign tonight. They haven't lost an opening game since 2008. I can't imagine they'll lose this one. They're at home. It's Osasuna. Stranger things have happened, but I think they'll be okay. The game marks the return of Xabi Alonso to the Bernabeu. He spent 5 seasons there as a player. But what's he going to be like as a manager? There's been some talk of individuals sacrificing egos, which is common sense at most sporting organisations, but it's a dangerous thing to say at Real Madrid. Fergal Brennan is all over Spanish football. He'll be watching with interest tonight. Fergal, are we on the cusp of a very different Real Madrid?
We will see a new Real Madrid this evening against Osasuna, but we won't see the final version of Xabi Alonso's plan for a few weeks or months. This is very much the beta version of Real Madrid at the start of the campaign. Jude Bellingham and Eduardo Camavinga both out through injury. Luka Modric obviously moving on, and there'll be 3 new members of a fabulous back four, Trent, Housen and Carreras. There's still speculation over Rodrigo. Will he stay? Will he go? Is Manchester City's interest in him genuine? I think it is. But there's a lot of moving parts to be completed between now and the start of September to get him from Madrid to Manchester. In terms of things to watch out for, before Bellingham comes back, those midfielders, Tchouaméni and Valverde, will be demanded to do a lot of legwork, because Kylian Mbappe and Vinicius Jr., despite Xabi Alonso's hopes, are not going to be tracking back. That's still a remaining issue in this Real Madrid team, how to get them to work in tandem and how to get them to contribute to the team's collective. The Club World Cup and a very short pre-season won't have solved that. There's still lots of work to do on that front for Xabi Alonso. So big amount of work for the Real Madrid engine room. And particularly when you look at the makeup of the defence, we know that Trent will look to drift in field and play make, and Carreras on the left-hand side will be bombing on and trying to support Vinicius Jr. down the left. So Housen and Militao will be counting on those players in front of them to drop back and help out. Fully expect Real Madrid to start with a win. It'll be a big night for Alonso at the Bernabeu. He's back where, not where it all began for him, but certainly where he made his name domestically in La Liga. And pressure begins immediately at Real Madrid. And Xabi Alonso knows that as well as anybody.
And you can find Fergal Brennan on Twitter. There's a link in the episode description. Leeds United opened their Premier League campaign with a win. They beat Everton 1-0, courtesy of a dubious penalty that dominated the discourse on Tuesday morning. But did that discourse overshadow the bigger story? Leeds were very impressive. Everton could barely get the ball in the first half. They mustered a flat zero for XG before the break. At times, it looked like a bit of an onslaught. By the end, according to our friends at FotMob, Leeds have rattled up 2.13 expected goals. That's the fourth highest of the weekend, behind Man City, Spurs and Liverpool. They had 21 attempts on goal. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, Thank heavens that dubious penalty decision went to Leeds. If it had gone to Everton and they'd snatched victory, well, you'd have to hope the ref had parked his car somewhere safe. So, what did we learn? Phil Hay is the former Leeds correspondent for The Athletic and The Yorkshire Evening Post. He heads up their brilliant newsletter now. Phil, are Leeds a lot better than anyone suspected?
Well, here's the first point to make. Eight of that outfield starting lineup last night were players who took Leeds to the Championship title last season. So, in terms of an early reply to the question of how well they'll all transition to the Premier League, the answer was pretty compelling. They matched up impressively against an Everton side who, truth be told, I'd be slightly worried about on the basis of their performance. Leeds had a very deliberate plan for this transfer window, that they would try to recruit not only players of adequate quality, obviously, I'm not being funny, but everybody wants that, but also recruit physical hard hitters. It's not strictly true to say that if you're not 6 foot plus, you won't get through the door at Elland Road. But they very much see physicality as a first step towards survival. And their energy against Everton was phenomenal. A big reason, I thought, why they won the game. What shouldn't be said is that they were wildly creative last night, because they weren't. They deserved the win, for sure they did, even though I'm still completely undecided about whether that penalty should have been given. James Tarkowski's arm was by his side and his hand was tucked behind his back. But he does clearly lean into the ball, and I think when you see that on the replays, you can understand why it was given. But Leeds would do themselves a big favour by throwing some more money at their attack and getting more goals into this squad. And dispatches from the front line today suggest they might not be far off getting Noah Okafor from AC Milan. Realistically, they're going to come out of this window stronger than they are now.
Get yourself signed up to that newsletter. It's one of the best out there. You won't regret it. You can find the details over at The Athletic or in the episode description.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Leon Bailey has completed his move to Roma from Aston Villa. It's a €2 million loan fee with a €22 million buy option. The 28-year-old made 146 appearances for the Villans, scoring 22 goals, but he wasn't his best last year. If you take a look at him on FotMob, you can see his season-by-season data in nice colour-coded percentile form. Now, I say nice, but red is not a nice colour in this context. And it's all over his numbers. He ranked very low last season for goals, an XG per 90. He was in the bottom 30% for the league. He was better for expected assists per 90. He made the top 17% there, but he was way off the numbers he had been posting in the seasons before. So this is probably a good move for all parties. A little bit of history was made yesterday. Ashbir Singh Johal has been named the new manager of Morecambe. He's the first Sikh manager in the English game. He's also just 30 years old, so he's the youngest manager in the top five tiers too. The Shrimps are allowed to play football again now that the takeover from the Punjab Warriors group has gone through, so he'll take his bow on Saturday against Altrincham. It's his first management job, but he does come with plenty of experience. He was at Leicester's Youth Academy for 10 years. He worked with Colo Touré at Wigan and Cesc Fabregas at Como. And he was one of the youngest coaches in English football to achieve the UEFA Pro licence. So good luck to him and good luck to Morecambe. They've had a rotten time of it of late. And they deserve to have something to shout about. In a good way. I believe there has already been plenty of bad shouting over there. Jesse Lingard has won the Player of the Month award in the K-League in South Korea. The 32-year-old former England player has been having a lovely time since signing for Seoul 18 months ago, which is great. He seems like a very likeable young man. And a few scores from last night to catch up on. Elche drew 1-1 with Betis in La Liga. Dortmund and Udinese both came through their domestic cup games unscathed. We have a new website. If you go to trackrecordmedia.org, you'll be able to see it. Chris Smith, currently sunning himself in Italy, and I have been clattering away at the keyboards, and I think it looks pretty good. Did I have a meltdown yesterday when one paragraph of the cricket story inexplicably repeated itself three times? Yeah, maybe. Is it okay for a 47-year-old man to use that sort of language on the phone in Waitrose? Maybe not. But as I'm never allowed back in there, it's not a problem, is it? What matters is that we've got a gorgeous new home for excellent football, music and entertainment writing. We've interviewed Kelly Cates. We've got an incredible Wu-Tang Clan special from Danny Kelly. And we've got a new football manager story too as I return to Everton. Have a read. It's trackrecordmedia.org. There's a link in the episode description. And please, let me know what you think. There's a lot of football on the telly tonight. That Real Madrid game is probably the pick of the fixtures if you've got Premier Sports. You can watch Rangers against Club Bruges on Amazon. Who knows what sort of performance you'll get there? Russell Martin's side are very hard to read this year. There's a full set of League One and League Two fixtures on Sky Sports Plus. Stevenage are the surprise early leaders of League One. They're 3 from 3. They're away to Port Vale. But it's worth keeping an eye on Plymouth, who are at home to Orient. That is a nasty away trip on a school night. But Plymouth have lost all 3 of their games. And another one here might cause the phrase back-to-back relegation to creep into pilgrim minds. If you want to get in touch with us, you can just email route1pod@gmail.com. You can ask us pretty much anything, especially as we reach the end of the week when we're short on content. And do remember, we're an independent podcast. Give us a review, even if it's just tapping the 5-star button. Tell a friend, drop a link. It all helps. That was Route 1 in association with FOTMOB. It was football fast, no faff. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your producer was Tom Fuller. Jay Dighton was in the writer's room. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.